My name's Alexis. I am 32 years old and I live in New Jersey, just across the water from New York City. I own Rosebud CBD. We launched in August of 2018. So we just celebrated our 1 year a few months ago. And thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So I'm married. I have two small dogs. I like love to be outside and I'm a true homebody. I love just being in my underwear and turning some music on and just chilling at home. So yeah.
So I just wanted to ask, what is the size of Rosebud in terms of how much dollars in sales do you make every year?
Yeah, so we only have been in business for a year, and we are definitely in the six figures within revenue.
Gotcha. And how did you get into the CBD space?
There was just a lot of things going on in my life, and my sister had talked to me about using cannabis, using like THC cannabis for just like a moment in time that I could just relax and sort of just like just remove myself from a situation and just try to just like just to chill out really. Yeah, it was just like, wow, I can really just like turn my brain off from like the work and the stress and like turn my brain on for things that are like fulfilling, like cooking and watching movies that are funny or like getting in tune with nature. And so it was really great.
Yeah. And you talk so freely about your use of cannabis and the cannabis flower. I know a lot of people out there probably wouldn't feel as comfortable being on camera or being recorded saying they use recreational cannabis. Do you think there'll be a day where that goes away?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely experience some like paranoia at times about being so open, but I guess anyone who's at the front of a revolution, you know, sort of has to like risk a little bit. And I feel like opening up about my use can only help normalize, even if I only ever help normalize for 20 people, you know, if that's my part in this movement, then, you know, I will feel really fulfilled to have, you know, been able to help some people exchange their glass of wine for a joint, or to, you know, exchange like an anxiety medication or a lifestyle change for CBD. So I think that in my experience and the conversations I've had, I am surprised every day, like more and more, how many people are either consuming in their closet or used to consume in high school and never thought about utilizing it in their adult life for actual health purposes. And so I think the more the conversation happens, I think more people will feel more comfortable about being out about it. I think what's a little interesting is like traveling to like Oregon, for example, like it's legal there, recreational, and it's not really like the center of conversation for people. It's just sort of like normal. Mm-hmm. It's just like there.
It's part of the everyday life.
Yeah, the culture, lifestyle.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you guys feel like you have to say like, oh yeah, I drink, you know, like that's just like, it's just like something people do these days. And yeah.
So how is it being a woman entrepreneur in the CBD space?
I mean, I am a white woman from middle class background. And so really, I have not faced like any challenges with what I look like or my gender or my race. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a woman of color or like a man of color and to be in this space and just like how many additional barriers you have to break through or explain yourself. I wouldn't say I've faced a lot of issues being a woman in this space so far. I think that the cannabis space and the CBD space specifically is like really excited that we have this opportunity for this new industry to be female led.
But yeah, we appreciate your transparency about your experience being in this space as a woman. But we also want to talk about your business.
Yeah.
So on the Rosebud homepage, you have a message that says what you've been waiting for. So can you tell us what we've been waiting for?
Yeah, I think we've been waiting for this revolution that is happening, that you know, I sort of have this interesting perspective on how, as human beings, we were put on Earth, and we have everything here on Earth that we need. Like, there's food, there's medicine, there's just everything we need is here on this Earth. But we sort of got into this area of life where we felt like we had to create all of these chemical compounds in order to, like, I don't know, function. And maybe we don't need all those chemical compounds. Like, maybe what we need is to return back to our natural options and our natural selves. And I think what we've all been waiting for is this opportunity to use all natural supplements, whether it's, you know, the hemp or cannabis plant or the number of adaptogens and the mushrooms and everything that's just like on the forefront right now with plant-based wellness.
Right. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Next question that I would like to ask you is, you talk about the revolution and the opportunity to use natural products. Is Rosebud an organic product? And where do you source the cannabis you use in it?
Yeah, so I work directly with a small farm in Oregon. They are really incredible people with a heavy background in organic vegetable farming. And they grow everything organically. So our hemp is grown under the sun. They're getting ready to move the plants from the greenhouse to the field this weekend. And we don't spray a single thing, or they don't spray a single thing on the fields. Everything is done with like all natural alternatives, like composting and so forth. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to dive into more of the science and understanding of their farming methods, just because right. I think that's a part of this next wave, is really respecting and understanding the farmers. But our hemp is grown organically, and then we use a certified organic MCT oil. So we're using two organic products, mm-hmm. but according to the FDA, you can't call it an organic product until the final product has been certified.
So I also wanted to ask about the cannabis flower. So you mentioned using it helps you find your creative rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
How does it help you do that? And what's the difference between the cannabis flower and CBD?
Yeah, so I enjoy full flower cannabis usually in my evening time frame when I just want to sort of like disengage from the day-to-day or like the admin work. And I really just want to get into like a creative flow or really get in tune with myself. So that still could include work. I love having a whiteboard, and sometimes I will use cannabis and I'll just like start writing out things on my whiteboard and brainstorm on ideas. And you know, that's a lot of fun. Or using cannabis to just like do things that are fulfilling and not work or admin related.
So it sounds like the cannabis plant in general helps you have a really balanced life.
Yeah. And I think that's what's the beauty of like, when I talk about like being mind blown first at how cannabis could help me, and then again, being mind blown, like seeing CBD, it was just like, holy crap, like this is from the same plant, a totally separated compound of the plant that can offer me incredible benefits without being high. So like during the day, if I just want to feel comfortable or relaxed, or I need to focus, like CBD is my go-to.
Cool. Yeah. I also wanted to know, how do you get the word out about Rosebud? And do you do events to bring the brand to consumers?
Yeah, so in year one, it was really just driving direct-to-consumer sales and growing organically. So in the space, you can't pay to boost any sort of advertising or posts within social media. So we were really trying to drive our customers, really wanting them to be happy and to share about it and to, you know, motivate them to talk to their friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of what we do is we work on strategic partnerships with established brands outside of the space that would be interested in collaborating or hosting an event where we can sort of like tap into their customer reach as well. And then events are great. We're really ramping up some events for the rest of this year and really building out our strategy for 2020 on hosting, you know, partnership events, pop-up events, and just like fun experiences for our customers or potential new customers to learn and experience the product in like a safe and comfortable way.
You have a lot of like exciting things cooking. I know people are going to be excited to go to your booth, the CBD booth.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's like you guys run your own business. There's just like a million moving parts at all times. And so we're just trying to do it all.
So how do you find the companies that you partner with?
Honestly, I do like just outreach on Instagram. If I, you know, like I love the company She Thinks. It's a free bleeding underwear company. And they, you know, they're breaking stigmas around menstrual cycles and offering women alternatives to like what we've been told is like the only option is like a tampon or pad. And I think that's really cool. And so I want to partner with companies that align with a similar brand ethos as us, outside of the hemp and cannabis space.
I was actually wondering, what products does Rosebud offer?
Yeah, we have, right now we have three different tinctures that are in three different strengths, and we really just wanted to do one product really well, really strongly at first, and educate the consumer on the product first. So we have a 350 milligram, a 700, and a 1,000 milligram. The reason we haven't really expanded our product line is we don't want to cut corners, and we are, you know, our farm agrees on this as well. Like anything we roll out, we want it to be rooted in the same values as our original product. We're a health and wellness based company. And so as much as like vaping is all the rage right now, we just don't feel like we have enough science to create a product that is healthy. Like, I just don't know like what should go in your vape pen, and I'm just not, you know, comfortable with that yet. I hope that things will continue to evolve, because I'd love to offer alternative routes for consumption. But yeah, we have the three tinctures. We have a salve that we developed in partnership with Lauren's All Purpose in Brooklyn. And we're hoping to be able to keep that in stock for good sometime this year. We're working out some details with a new manufacturer.
Okay. So if you had all the money in the world, what would you do next for Rosebud?
I think I would do really fun activations across the country. I think some of those activations would be like massive billboards, just almost like a monochromatic styled billboard, like a whole highway is just like billboard after billboard. I think like... Yeah, I would do really fun activations. I love like bringing experiences to people, and I think that'd be really fun to bring people together. And yeah, I think I'd spend that money that way. If it was to do good, I think I'd go bail everybody out for you know, nonviolent cannabis crimes.
I love that. So if you can predict it, when do you think we'll begin to see the THC recreational market take off?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the U.S. is behind. You know, you've got Mexico and Canada and other countries really just taking a stance and, like, legalizing. So I think the U.S., like, these individual states, you know, it's been growing over the last several years. More states are passing. I just heard Ohio passed a bill for decriminalization, and I'm excited to see that the decriminalization is sort of at the forefront of these states before just legalizing. I know New York and New Jersey are really on that as well, you know, like equity and handling this mass incarceration issue before like everyone just starts profiting off of this product. So I hope that we handle those issues first before we just make a blanket statement that it's legalized. I hope in the near future, I think this is like a really crazy time to be alive. Like, we might see this entire like ordeal change, like that this plant will be legalized, and you know, our prison systems will have to change, because I mean, that's just like, that's what's been funding that whole disgusting cycle. So I don't know. I think that'd be such an incredible change that would rock our whole system like to its core.
So is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we wrap up? This has been such a great conversation.
I always like typically end with that this plant is here for everyone, and I just want to empower people to take back control of their health and to understand that your physicians are here to guide you and not rule your health decisions. So take back your control over the decisions with your health and know that this alternative option is here for you, whether it's CBD or cannabis or both. And Rosebud hopes to be the option that you select, but you know, try every brand and try every product and really find what works for you and then run wild with that.
Thanks again, Alexis, for sharing your very personal journey into the CBD space as both a consumer and business owner. I really loved how you opened up about the stigma of CBD and how you are one of the very first certified organic brands in the industry. As always, thank you, listeners, for joining us in our goal of bringing in a community of visionaries dedicated to making the world healthier. Be sure to follow us on social media at Zora Digital. Talk up. Talking up is what Zora Talks is all about. Tune in next month for episode 6.